The people of Toronto remember battling a different deadly virus, SARS. It causes extreme flu-like symptoms, and back in 2003, 44 Canadians died from SARS before an outbreak in Toronto was contained. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann covered that outbreak. He recently went back to Toronto to hear what the medical community there thinks about the U.S. struggle with Ebola.
When I went to Toronto 11 years ago, I found the city baffled and terrified.
It's a new pathogen. We don't even know for sure which virus it is.
March 2003, Toronto is under attack by a mysterious new disease.
When I arrived, thousands of people were already in quarantine. Many of those getting sick from SARS were doctors and nurses. Hospitals were being closed. I spoke at the time with Dr. Rex Verschuren at Lapsley Family Doctors Clinic, where three of four physicians were in quarantine.
There's people who are quarantined and not allowed to go to work. Then you've got surgeons who have hospitals closure, so they can't do surgery. Nurses who get sick. This is devastating lots of people.
A few months after I spoke with Dr. Verschuren, one of the doctors at his clinic died. When I went back to Toronto, he declined to speak with me, but I did meet a nurse who was on the front line of the SARS epidemic.
Come on in.
How are you?
Nice to meet you, Brian. Oh my gosh, you're tall.
Susan Sorrenti is an emergency room and ICU nurse at Mount Sinai Hospital, which was hit hard by SARS. Sitting over a cup of coffee, she says watching news of healthcare workers in the U.S. infected with Ebola has been hard.
As far as Dallas is concerned, I empathize with the nurses that went through that whole fiasco. If I was a nurse working in that environment, I would have wanted to know, why aren't we protecting ourselves?
Last month, two nurses at Texas Presbyterian Hospital contracted Ebola after caring for a sick patient from Liberia who later died. Both of the nurses recovered, and the hospital has since apologized for mistakes made in responding to Ebola. For Sorrenti, this all feels deeply personal. When SARS struck her hospital in 2003, she says, nurses here lacked basic equipment and training. They got their instructions for dealing with the disease over a fax machine. Five frontline medical workers died, and she was nearly the sixth.
I had severe vomiting, diarrhea. I had symptoms like that, I guess, for about a good week, that they could not bring my fever down.
In the end, roughly half the people who contracted SARS in Toronto were medical workers.
Good morning, Ontario Nurses Association.
Andy Summers is a nurse and a member of the board of Ontario's biggest nursing advocacy group. He says it shocked people here that Canada's public health system, often described as one of the best in the world, couldn't cope with SARS.
I don't think we'd really thought that something like this could have happened. Not here in, you know, this advanced medical world we were living in. So lots of nurses were scared.
Summers says one of the biggest lessons that should have been learned from SARS is that healthcare workers have to be protected. That means having stringent safety protocols in place before patients start arriving in emergency rooms. It also means buying the best safety suits and providing rigorous training so that doctors and nurses know how to use that gear while dealing with extremely sick patients.
We do not want to be part of this problem. Because in SARS, we found out that we were part of the problem. We were not safe. We got infected. Therefore, either we cannot care when we're ill, or we may be inherently at risk of passing it on to others.
Summer says progress has been made in Canada. New guidelines implemented after SARS require that hospitals follow stricter quarantine procedures when dealing with some diseases. But Summer says most hospitals here still don't have the right training or equipment to deal with extremely high-risk pathogens like Ebola. He says a worst-case scenario, like the one he lived through in 2003, is when hospitals come to be seen by the public as dangerous places.
I think we lost control of it in Canada. It became quite epidemic. We should learn from that moment, be prepared, and put all the systems in place right now to prevent it from getting any worse.
More than 300 healthcare workers have died already from this Ebola outbreak, according to the World Health Organization, the vast majority in West Africa. I asked Susan Sorrenti, the nurse who nearly died from SARS, what advice she has for nurses and doctors who find themselves on the front lines during disease outbreaks. She pauses and then says this.
Follow your instincts. If you don't feel that you are given enough equipment, find a way, protect yourself.
Sorrenti says that could mean demanding better equipment, training, and working conditions before treating patients. For The World, I'm Brian Mann in Toronto.